to try and answer your questions.
So I'd just like to mention that, you know, our recommendation is to go ahead and do the USDA approved plan. You know, we think that that's what's best for Maine growers. We completely agree that the whole social justice side of this is wrong, and that it's not right that, you know, they're keeping people out for 10 years. And unfortunately, it's not something that we can change at the state level. You know, that's something that we are actively been supporting Representative Pingree's office on. We want them to, you know, put this through and get the change on that. And I think that we really need to provide some stability for hemp growers if we're going to see this market come back, if we're going to be able to keep this program alive. It's going to require more growers. You know, currently we do have money banked from previous years, especially from 2019, that will keep this program active and keep Mary on for at least another year, probably maybe even 2 years, depending upon how many growers we get this coming year. But without, you know, changes that are going to kind of stabilize this and bring back growers, I think that we're going to have problems, you know, keeping this program going. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, we think that that's the best course forward, is to go ahead and implement the USDA approved plan. It will require the changes that we had requested before through LD 33 that Mary mentioned at the end. And that will also require us to go to rulemaking and maybe even emergency rulemaking, depending upon the point in the season that we're at, in order to be able to get new rules in place to implement the plan. And with that, I'd like to take questions.